Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson,
and we are very excited to have you join us this evening. We have created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We offer discussions on various topics, and we feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button, and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your insight on our show and anything you would like for us to add. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also please go onto Facebook and search for Divine Goddess Radio and become a Facebook friend.
And our chat room will be open for any questions tonight, so please feel free to type in and ask a question. And also, Beth and I are going to talk about the crazy energies for a little bit, and then we will be doing one-question readings on air. So if you want to call in, the number is area code 347-327-9360. And let's jump into all the craziness that's been happening for the last couple of weeks, because I know myself and Beth, and I've talked to a number of people, they're all like, are we crazy? Are we going nuts? What's happening?
It has been crazy, folks. You know, first and foremost, those of you who aren't aware, there's a lot that's going on energetically. You know, planets are realigning and they're shifting. There's been just one day, I'm trying to think if it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, there were three solar flare bursts in one day, and it's like, lordy, lordy, lordy. So you have to remember, anytime there's anything that's changing out in space, we all know, because there's scientific evidence that backs this up, that it affects the barometric pressures. So with that, a lot of people were physically sick, and there's a lot of individuals, me, I don't get physically sick. It's the mental and the emotional aspects that come up, and you can have what I would view as a meltdown. So it's been crazy, and Marie knows some astrology stuff that's been going on also. We also, I think we had an equinox, didn't we, Marie?
No, we had an eclipse.
Oh,
we had a solar eclipse. So when the solar eclipse happens, it's basically what happens to us as humans is it creates a purging cycle. So between the solar flares and the eclipses, we have been going through a massive purging and cleansing of anything that we've held on, anything that, you know, doesn't serve our highest purpose. We have been purging. I mean, I literally purged it because I got the stomach flu, and I was laying there, and I got it on actually the day of the eclipse, May 9th, and I was laying there going, oh, God, really? This is literally cleansing and purging. But it's happening to a lot of people. I know that sleep cycles are affected. People are not sleeping properly. I haven't been sleeping properly. I wake up, you know, 4 in the morning and then have weird dreams. And it's just our bodies are just reacting. And one thing that, you know, if you read up on it, a lot of astrologers and a lot of the spiritual community will say, allow your body to purge because you're releasing everything for a purpose. And this whole cycle that we're going through, actually most of it through this month of May, is kind of, you know, a rebirth. I mean, we're going through a spiritual death and then being reborn again. So whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, it is going to get better, but release it and allow it to just come out.
And as Marie and I are talking about this, you guys, we're going to give you some coping skills, spiritual coping skills and actual, you know, physical coping skills that you can use to get through this stuff, because we're not done yet by any means. I think, Marie, didn't you say this week that's coming up, we're going to have a little bit of a break, so you guys take that as a breather.
Yes.
Take it as a breather.
We are going to have a little break. There's another eclipse full moon coming, and from everything that I've read and everybody's concurring, the energies are going to be intense again because people are going to be doing their final release. Now, if you've been able to get through so far, you know, through the last couple weeks, and you're in a good place and you feel like you've released stuff, just sit back and avoid all the people who are still purging, because you want to avoid the drama. Because, you know, if you've gotten yourself to a better place, avoid that. You know, there are some people who I know last week, and a girlfriend of mine.
Talking about Beth.
Yeah, Beth I just stayed away from because I talked to her on the phone and I kind of went, you upset at the world or what? So we just let Beth be for a couple days. But I was also feeling really stressed out and overwhelmed, and I couldn't figure out why. And another girlfriend of mine, too, she was texting me, and she was stressed out and overwhelmed. And so the energies are affecting people in different ways, you know, mood swings, anxiety. So just keep in mind that, you know, things out, it will pass. But allow yourself to go through it so you can purge it.
And you guys, it can feel like a bipolar express. It really honestly can. So, but it's like, Lordy, Lordy, anybody who is calling me, it's Beth, how are you doing? Get off the phone with me. Just get off the phone. Put me in a prayer. And because I know that nobody else can get me through it, but it's when people are reaching out, just, you never know, somebody, all they have to do is say a word and it can help you with shifting. But mine was, I was releasing major past lifetime stuff and I just finished it today. So I am like in that joy and bliss again. Thank you, God, because that is where I want to be. That is where I want to be. But
yeah, and one suggestion, you know, when you are clearing emotional issues, you know, we have to allow the energy to flow through us and we really have to feel the emotion in order for it to pass through. So the key really is to just allow that feeling to come through. Don't restrict it. Don't judge it. Don't resist it. Just allow yourself to have a few minutes to fully feel the emotion that's running through your system and have your body in an open position. You know, stand up or lay down on the floor with your arms open or above your head, because this will open up your heart chakra and allow the energy to flow through you freely.
And don't cross your legs, so that way, because our energy comes up from the left and it goes up and over the right, and it's circular. It goes up, up the right, down the left,
yep.
Up the right, down the left, so it's circular motion. So on that, when she's saying feel it, here's the thing, you guys, you can also ask your angels and your guides that you go through the shifting with ease and grace and that you don't have to feel the pain or suffering. I forgot to say I don't need to feel the pain and suffering. That's the one thing that I did, but it was a very, very valuable life lesson that I will not be forgetting that piece again.
Yeah, and just let everything, remember, as energy flows through you, when you open yourself up, you allow that energy to flow away. So whatever you're, you know, let it come in, feel it, and then let it flow out. And as Beth said, ask your guides and angels, too, to help you with that, because that's what, you know, they're there to help us.
I tend to forget because I'm used to doing everything on my own, you know, and my guides and angels are always saying, Beth, you never ask us for help, but I'll give them attitude. And so what I just experienced, they gave me an eye for an eye, so they're giving me my attitude back to me. And I just went, are you not supposed to be higher consciousness than I am and help me come to that? But they're going, well, if we have to go to the level that you're at, this is the energy that you're going to attract. So it just brought on a lot of unnecessary trials and tribulations that I didn't need to experience. So it can be a lot easier. But also with this energy, the shifting and everything, what people you're also noticing, because people are talking to me about this all the time, that you're hearing about and knowing people who are transitioning out of the physical world really fast. And that's just going to continue to amplify just because it's their time, because they're not wanting to stay, they're not able to because of the energies. So it's not a bad thing. People are going back home, not a bad deal. So just so when people are going, what in the world is going on? It's all energetic-based. It's all energetic-based.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that people do go through their unresolved pain and fear, but as you're releasing it, it really helps. And, you know, maybe it's hard for some people to do this, but laugh. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at the situations that come off. And, you know, just say, oh, well, you know, I tripped over my feet again. Well, I'll just keep going and see what else comes of the day. If you keep it positive and, you know, just allow it to go without dwelling on it and making drama, you'll ease through it a lot faster and quicker.
Okay, I hear you.
Making eye contact with me going, so that doesn't have to, it can be ease without any drama.
You know, now we can sit here. Is there anything else that you want to say on that? And then we can start talking about other things that they can do.
No, I think, you know, I think the big thing is for people to be aware that this is what's happening with the stuff that's going on with the flares and the eclipse mm-hmm. and then the new full moon coming in. Just be aware that it's not, you're not alone. You know, there are a lot of people going through it. Don't be afraid to talk to other people about what you're experiencing, because chances are they're going through the same thing, but they don't know if it's, you know, what's happening to them, if they're, you know, having mood swings or, if, you know, who knows.
A lot of people are writing stuff off as, you know, I'm perimenopausal, I'm menopausal, I know I do that. I'm going, not saying that my body change isn't anything to do with it, but, I mean, that's not the only reason. But this is why it would be a really good thing to get in touch with our email so we can let you know what's going on. You know, the Divine Goddess Radio at gmail.com or Facebook Divine Goddess Radio or our blog talk, Divine Goddess Radio at wordpress.com, because one of those or all of those will be updating the energetic flows that are going on. I usually, Marie usually does on our own private Facebooks that we are talking about the shifting, because that's where we get a lot of our information, and it just validates what it is that we're going through. So reach out, build your community, knowing that you don't have to go through this on your own.
That's right. I mean, and utilize gratitude and blessing in your daily life, too. I mean, find the time to exercise, eat healthy, relax, meditate. We're all, you know, on this ride together. So it's kind of interesting how the Earth and everybody in it is shifting at the same time and what we're evolving into.
We are creating heaven on Earth, but to be able to bring heaven to Earth, you know, there are things that have to be eliminated and taken care of, because it's never existed here on Earth before, you know, in physical form. So we're going through a transition in a period that nobody has ever experienced in any lifetime. We've never done this before with the mass quantity of people that we're doing it. This is a really cool time. We don't need to be afraid, no matter what we're feeling physically. It might be to your joints, like my joints. I have been feeling very arthritic. My feet, my legs, my ankles, and my lower back, as well as my hips. But it has a lot to do with moving forward and knowing that we're supported on our path and that we can do it with ease and grace. But we have to release all those old belief systems that we've carried with us that are in our DNA, you guys. We're releasing from a DNA. Believe it or not, our DNA is shifting and it's moving up to bigger numbers so that we can do this. But that's another show.
Right, and then that ties back to, you know, our show on Ascension. I mean, this is all part of the Ascension process. So if you want to, you know, find out more about that, it's archived and you can listen to that, because we talked about, you know, the signs of ascension.
And Marie and I are, I don't know if we've ever said this on Blog Talk, but we are doing a series of classes, and they are different subjects on a weekly basis, and we are switching over to Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8:30, and it's called our Link to Enlightenment series. And so it's going to meet you at every level that you're needing. So if you're drawn to it, but these are going to be paid for classes, just so everybody knows. But we do have these iPods that you can take. But our classes are going to be more in depth and more, you know, more personal. So.
And we will eventually be doing those, putting those classes out for people to be able to download and pay the fee and do them online, because we realize, you know, we have great listeners who are not in the state. So if they'd like to take our classes, we're going to start to be able to offer that. So. We're working on that.
Yes, we are. It's a work in progress.
Yep, and we will hopefully be keeping everybody up to date on that on our blog. Now that Beth is out of her
now that I'm out of my darkness, I'll be able to start my blogging again. Also, here's some of the things that you guys can do. The things that helped me, and I'm telling you, I don't know if it's any worse. I think I don't know if I'd rather have the physical stuff versus the mental and the emotional, because when I can go into the dark periods, I can go into the dark periods. But there's reasons for that. But what helps me is being outside and being on the earth and really being amongst the tree. And my favorite time on earth is seriously, it's walking on natural paths out in nature, or nature paths, but that are not made of cement. That it's of, you know, just of the forest. It's of the ground, that you're literally walking on the ground. You will shift faster that way. Also, flower essence, those are drops that you can put underneath your tongue. my savings grace besides going outside is journaling, but it can tend to keep me in a certain thought form. But I use essential oils, and the specific ones that I use right now are Young Living essential oils, which I'm a distributor for. So anybody who's interested in wanting to get set up with that, they are miracles. And I've been using one that is called Joy, putting that on my heart chakra. Boy, has that been getting me through a lot, because it's allowing more joy, you know, to come into my life. So, and Marie and I have our issues just like everybody else, even with the knowledge and awareness that we have. But, you know, we've had many, many lifetimes that we need to clear up and clean up. So.
Right. And like I said a couple of minutes ago, this is part of our ascension process.
Yep.
And I think when you're aware of that is what you need to do to get through it and to ascend, then it makes going through it a little bit easier. I mean, I have the same, God, I wake up sometimes or all of a sudden I have this hip pain and I'm like, what the heck? What did I do? You know, is my body falling apart? But then I know that it's energetics because I haven't done anything extraordinary, you know, to cause a pain like that. So I know when my body's shifting and I can feel it. And when I recognize that, then I know that I can just work my way through it and recognize that that is what is happening to me.
Well, you know, and also what I've been going through a lot of this past week, it was like a period of 2-3 days. It all has to do with my feminine energy, and it had to do with, not to give any detailed information, but it's coming out of my left side. And so my left armpit has just been on fire, and there's rashes. But the armpit is associated with the heart chakra area as well as the lymph nodes. And with the energy that we carry in that, again, that's another show. You know, but the heart-related stuff is just like, you know, just like it sounds. It's all heart-related. So it's releasing and letting it go. So now it is getting better. I use essential oils, certain deodorants for it. So, but I know there's other people, because I was Facebooking on my own personal Facebook, and I had people contacting me going, is that what's going on? And it's so, this is the reason I post that, I post it, no matter how personal it is. But,
well, yeah, and I think, you know, getting back to sharing it with people, I was at an expo yesterday, and everyone, you know, all the light workers there who were there, the healers and the readers, we were talking about the same thing. So,
yeah.
You know, what's
mm-hmm.
going on? Are you feeling it? This is what I'm feeling. You know, what's happening out there? So when you start saying, well, you know, the eclipse and the solar flares, this is what is causing these issues, you hear the, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I know what it's all about. Now I can, you know, ease my way through it. So,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. You know, and it's amazing when you do say it, it's amazing how there's 10 other people who are going, oh, my God, I'm not the only one who's going through
right.
this. So just so you know, it's just that self-awareness and being courageous enough to sit here and talk about it no matter what it is, because you never know. Somebody might have experienced what you went through similarly 2-3 days ago, so they'll be able to give you some advice at what helped them with the shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And also being very mindful of what it is that you're watching. Turn off the TV, because there's nothing but that lower energy. It will keep you in it, even if it's funny shows, comedies, because I was doing it too, but it's still, there's frequencies that come through the outlet, that come through the TV, and, you know, that's there's explanations for that, but, like, we could have show after show about different stuff, but I would, and just really being mindful of what it is that you're listening to, other conversations, your own internal conversations, what you're saying out loud, who's talking to you on the phone, how are they talking, just like Marie said, you know, there's nothing wrong with disengaging from somebody who's going through drama. You do not have to rescue them. You don't have to enable them. You're not a bad friend or a family member, but remember, you need to get to the point where you love yourself even more, and that you're respecting yourself and loving yourself enough to say, you know what, I'm not going there.
Well, and I think, you know, in this time period especially, people who don't normally, you know, go on and on about things or complain or have issues are doing that now, to the point where it's like, okay, I don't think I want to talk to you for a while, because remember, everybody's releasing. So as they're releasing, they're going through their thing. But if you've released already and you don't want to hear it, don't be afraid to say, hey, listen, you know, it sounds to me like you're going, you know, through your own shifting or your own releasing. Why don't I call you in a couple days after you've been through it, and then let's talk again? Because you don't want to get caught up in what they're going through. because you don't want it to trigger anything else if you've already been gotten to a good place.
You know, and also on that same note, even being the individual, I had more people calling me, and I told them, I said, we're not going to talk because you're not getting drawn into this. This is my own personal, it's the stuff that has to come up and out. And the very loving, and Marie's one, where she wants to help, but it's like, no, no, I'm going to do you a favor, I'm off the phone. Don't call me for a couple of days. When it's safe, I'll give you a call. But there's nothing wrong with doing that, too, because I think it also empowers you, and it gives them permission going, I honor and respect you, and I love you enough to say, you don't want to go there with me. But I tell everybody, put me in a prayer because I feel the prayers. My guides will say, Marie, just put you in a prayer. So I feel it more. So I'm all about send me the prayers. I need that more than anything,
mm-hmm.
that it best shifts with ease and grace. So
yeah. Well, it looks like we have a couple callers. Should we take some callers?
Well, I would say let's do it.
All right, so we will take the first one from area code 347. If you could give us your name, and do you have a question?
Yes, hi, my name is Lisa, and I just want a general reading.
Well, hello,
hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you today? Do you have a specific question? Because we are doing, like, if you want to ask one question, so that way we can sit here and make sure that everybody gets a question answered.
Okay. You know, basically, when I hopped on the Blog Talk, I noticed that the show was about crazy energies.
Yeah.
And last week, let me see, was it last week? Yeah. I think it was the week before. And my nephew was born. I had a lot of different trouble, and it was really crazy, and I dipped into what I thought was going to be lunacy or something. Once in a while, I have battled depression, but I've been fine for a while, and then something really crazy happened to me. I was having a normal dream. I woke up in the middle of the dream, and all of a sudden, I saw an angel shoving me to wake up. So I was dreaming about something else. I opened up my eyes. I thought it was my husband coming back early from a trip. And when I opened up my eyes, it was an angel with the wings extended, pushing me and shoving me to wake up. And I'm like, you know, I hope I'm not going nuts. I hope I'm not crazy. This really did happen. But I don't know what the communication was because I was just sitting there in absolute shock.
Oh, really? Well, are you ready for the response?
I was in absolute shock. Yes.
So do you want? Are you asking what was that all about? Is that what you're wondering?
I'm wondering what's been going on. It's been a lot of really, really crazy stuff, and that happened to me in the middle of the night. I know it happens. I don't hallucinate or anything like that. Once in a while, I have been depressed, but I don't hallucinate. I know what I saw, and I'm like, what is going on?
Well, Lisa, you're not crazy and you're not hallucinating. That was just one of your angels that wanted to get your attention to let you know that they're with you. And all you have to do is ask for them to help you with, you know, the situations that are going on in your life, to help with ease and grace so that you don't have to feel all that pain and suffering, because the depression with you is deep, can be really deep when you go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the dream state, just the dream state is our subconsciousness that's coming up, and this is how we work through stuff. Because if we didn't dream at night, even though people don't always remember their dreams, everybody dreams at night, and we leave our bodies at night because we go out and we communicate with each other. And that's how we resolve a lot of stuff. Otherwise, we'd have so much energy, because we're made up of energy stored within our physical body. We would have a meltdown. We would not be able to handle it because nothing would be resolved. So we resolve, believe it or not, problems at night, we do. And that was just one way that the angel was trying to get your attention, to let you know everything's okay, that you're safe. And it looks like it was a very big angel. So that's a healing angel. That size, that's a healing angel. So you're going through a healing process at a very deep level. Now, that's the feedback that I'm getting, so I'm going to let Marie give her feedback.
I'm seeing the angel literally saying to you, wake up, wake up, you're waking up. So, you know, by waking up, you're starting... Even, you know, when you're experiencing the weird things that are going on, you know, those can be signs that, you know, if somebody's trying to get your attention and you're starting to open up spiritually, things will come to you in such a way to get your attention, to say, ooh, look, you know, follow this path. So what I'm seeing is this angel standing over you literally saying, wake up, Lisa. So that's what I'm getting from the angel.
And the reason an angel would be doing that is if you're needing to get onto your path and get moving forward and to get out of the fear and to be able to step outside of the box in the way that you're looking at life, that there's more than just what the eyes see. And there's a part of you, I mean, there is. There, your soul is yearning to figure out, what am I here to do? What is my purpose? What is my path? What am I here to do? And it's learning how to step into following your heart's desires and finding, where's your passion? What is your passion? And living with that,
and
living with passion.
Lisa, too, if I don't, you check our archived shows from last week. We had a speaker on who talked about how she got through her depression with flower essence. That might be a good show for you to listen to, cover, you know, to work on that aspect of it.
Yep, Shirley Moore is her name.
Yep.
Wow, it's
excellent.
Interesting that you mentioned that, because I had a dream last night about smelling different essences.
There you go. It works. It works for Shirley.
Yes, it does work. I've done it myself, so I can even let you know. It does really actually work, because it's a high vibration that flowers carry, and it's the way that it's made. And she highly recommends Bach Flower Essence, B-A-C-H.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
so
okay.
Welcome, because you're on your path and you're already listening, because you're remembering that part of your dream about the essence.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking
about it until you mentioned it. I was like, wait a minute.
But do you see how you can recall when you sit here and you talk about your story out loud, and it's like, oh, my God, now I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool for you, Lisa.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
and if you ever have any questions, you've got our email address. Feel free to email us.
And good luck on your journey.
Will do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good night. Okay, so we have our next caller, and we'll get them on the line here in a second. Oh, okay. It's area code 954. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Well, hello, Mary.
Where are you calling
from? I tuned
from?
In because I did see about the strange energies going on, and I'm certainly experiencing a whole lot of that the last 2 weeks. I've had tried to get a new system installed on my phone, and I ended up having about 7 visits from people rewiring and more rewiring and losing phones. Then it was big virus on my computer, and I had a computer repairman here 3 times, and he still didn't do the right thing, so I'm still kind of trying to straighten it out myself. In the meantime, I had an issue with my car, and I had to have it towed, and I've been going through some health problems, so I've been running back and forth to the doctor, and just one thing after another, and every time I get one thing resolved, 2 or 3 others pop up, and it's just been totally chaotic, and I'm just worn out. In the middle of all this, I'm trying to refinance my home, and people are trying to call me from out of town, and they can't reach me, and I'm waiting now for an answer to see if the refinance will go through, and I'm wondering, part of the energy feels like it, tried to upset my whole balance here, like it shouldn't stay, and yet going somewhere else would be even more chaotic at this point. So I'm just kind of wondering how things are going to go and if the energy is going to settle down here and get better soon for me. I'm also a Sag, and I'm being hit with the lunar eclipse directly. I've done a lot of clearing, too. I did all the saging last night in the clearing and prayers and gratitude.
Well, you know, the thing is, Mary, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's part of this energy that's coming in, and this is the part that a lot of people aren't talking about, but it's going to continue to amplify throughout the rest of the year. And I think we're going to see a lot of stuff during the summer that's going to affect our electronics, but there's reasons for that.
Are we talking solar flares or?
Oh, you're talking solar flares. You're talking equinoxes. You're talking full moons.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything, because there's such massive shifting that's going on, and every month it's going to continue to amplify. Now, this is just my information that I feel and that I get, but it's where we need to really download and put on those little zip disks any information that we have on our computer when we can do it, and come up with another secondary way, like if you lose electricity, how are you, like if you have candles around, if you have flashlights, because there are people, there's many different stories out there, and I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to put any fear out there, because nobody knows for sure if anything is going to happen. But I notice that some people, especially the energies that they carry, are probably going to be more affected by it. Why? I'm not specifically sure on that one. I don't know if it's your own personal electromagnetic field, because we all have that. And then you have the universal one that's going on right now. So,
right. Well, and it kind of feels like... Talk to some people, and everything seems to be rolling along merrily for them. And then I've talked to some other people. They've had some glitches, but it's been almost really scary what's been happening with me, because nobody else in my big complex, pretty much they were saying it was mainly the wiring to my building and this and that. And so it was getting to be pretty scary, because it had cut me off for so much communication in all areas.
Well, I think, too, it depends on what people have to release. You know, some people are releasing a lot more. So, if you know, maybe you have more that you need to release that you're not aware of, you know, from past lives.
Well, you know, and then also, Mary, like, to where, like, if you're somebody to where you're around individuals, we tend to get distracted. So this is the universe's way of also saying pay attention to what's going on, because you need to sit and be still so that you can let it come up, let it come out. And it can be an easier process, because literally if you sat here and looked at it, the spiritual meaning, your power is literally being shut off. Mm-hmm. And you just made the statement that you aren't, that you've been feeling, that you're dealing with some illnesses or feeling like your physical body. I can't recall exactly what specifically you said. So your personal energy.
The stress is magnifying the illness as well, because I like to find quiet time. I like to meditate, and I've had to entertain too many people, too many workers in here, and things, you know, having to have workers come and do things, and the times that I'm normally able to take for myself and do things are being disrupted. And a few nights ago, I heard from a past relationship that I've long put aside many, many years ago, and this person just suddenly has surfaced. And now he's found out where I live, and this makes me uncomfortable. So it's like, why? Why now, when everything is, you know, in an uproar and I'm trying to stabilize my home, why is all this chaos starting?
Yeah, but you know what? It's a perfect opportunity for you to sit here and look at and saying, I no longer want this in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's for you to have all going on at once. But it's a process, because remember, there's levels to us. Spiritually, there's layers to us energetically. So we get through one, and it does get easier and easier. Believe it or not, it does. I just went through a horrific 2 days. So I've been there. I've been there.
You know what I'm
saying? So I get what you're talking about.
A juggler with too many balls to juggle, and you're like, well, which one do I do first? And then I prioritize and say, well, this demands my attention, and something else pops in, and it's like, why is it when I'm trying to get everything stable, ducks in a row, and that's when everything is going crazy and diverting me from my initial goals and so forth. So that's why I did the clearing last night. I'm hoping that's going to help, because I've just had so many people in here, and also the technician that worked on my computer, I got the feeling maybe he was taking me and wanted more money and all that. So, you know, trying to keep my guard up, not be vulnerable, but all of a sudden I'm feeling vulnerable to all these things hitting me.
Well, there is a huge awareness for you saying I'm feeling really vulnerable. So it's a perfect opportunity of really looking at in-depthly, what is this really about? Because then you're going to be able to get to the core issue, not just the current issue, but get to the core issue of where that vulnerability really stems from, that in a past lifetime you did not deal with it, or in a past, in this lifetime as a child, that it was not dealt with, and that there might have been some trauma with it. That's kind of what's feel, that's kind of what it's feeling like for me too. And that you also have some programs that you need to go deep within and to be able to release it and let it go. We can release and release and release, but if we at each level that we advance to spiritually continue to trigger this program, it's going to continue to be activated. So you have to go into the core issue of, but that's going in and it's doing a lot of self-introspection.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that out through journaling, through meditation, and to really go
I've been
in there
on
as well.
Spiritual path for many years, and that's why I left bad relationships and
mm-hmm.
things that weren't so good for me behind, and worked very hard to remove myself from these things. And I don't, you know, I don't want to turn around and be bothered by them anymore.
What kind of physical stuff do you have going on? When you said that you're not physically feeling good, what are those things that are going on with you?
Well, one is not one I really want to discuss on the air. I mean, it's not
okay.
It's not life threatening, but it was painful, and they may have touched on something now that was underlying, and I'm on some medication, so I'm hoping that is going to clear up the other issues. I don't think all the diagnoses really were the right thing, and maybe I wasn't getting, you know, the right treatment. So some other things in the last week have come to light, and now I'm being treated. So I'm wondering if that is going to help resolve the problem. So my priority right now is getting my home in order and getting my health in order. And, of course, you know, part of that is feeling secure so you have communication if you need help, if you're alone or whatever. And hopefully they told me they just fixed the lines again this morning. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping everything will be all right. But without my computer and my phones and all that in the car, I was like stopped in my tracks.
Yeah.
I was really, you know, what do you do when you don't, you can't, you know, I have a few people that help me, but people have their own things to do. So,
let me just ask you a question. I'm really picking up on some really deep anger. Are you feeling very, very angry?
I have been quite angry for a time because I've been trying to work something out to get my home back into an affordable state, and I've been doing all the footwork and doing all the right things. So I'm quite angry that it has not been acted on by the parties that should be, and of course I haven't been able to live a productive life or a healthier life because of that. I've had to cut back on everything, including, you know, health and food needs and all that. So, yes, that creates a lot of anger.
Right there. Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of anger.
Right there. I think I think that's the first thing you should start working on is releasing all of that anger. And any way you can do it, scream, yell, shout. Write it down and burn it. Get rid of that because once that gets released, then you can actually shift. And then once, you know, you become lighter and shift, then things start to move forward in a positive manner.
Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, constantly be patient, but it has worn my patience level down. And this, like I say, the last episode and the last 2 weeks, what's been going on has got me just frazzled. So, and I do believe
that first, start writing things down. Write down things, everything that's making you angry, and then throw it into a bucket and burn it.
Yeah.
And release it. And tell the universe, I'm releasing this.
Because when you release it, let it go. Just by when you're releasing it versus when you're writing it down, it's coming out at a different level, and it can also add some calmness to you also. I mean, it's not going to be that easy, but it doesn't have to be that hard either, Mary.
Yeah, by the writing. And I haven't been able to get my rescue remedy. That's one of the Bach remedies I used to use in the past, which would help me over some rough spots, and I couldn't find it locally, so I'm going to have to go to a health food store and pick some up. But I do believe in that rather than a lot of medication. I don't like to be on, you know, artificial means. But, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're bringing it out because sometimes you feel like, gosh, is anybody else going through this? I, you know, everybody's saying,
oh,
I guess. I did this, I did that, I had a great time here, and I'm going there, and I'm planning a trip, and I'm going away, and I'm like, must be nice. You know, I want to do that, too.
And Mary, just so you know, I didn't say, but there were people that were in such dark places to where they're going, I want out of here. This is hard to be a human. I just want to be gone. So it's like you're not the only one who's going through that.
Yeah, you feel like you're really like, wow, you know, is this
isolated
all there is?
Isolated alone, you do. Yeah.
Rambling around. And after a while, people think sometimes that, oh, well, you know, you just have drama and all that. No, that's the last thing I want. I don't want stability. I don't want drama. And I don't want to be around people who are in that state all the time. So I've left a lot of them go. So now that I'm away from those people, you know, it's like, well, it's time for me now. And,
where do you live,
yeah,
Mary?
I'm in Florida.
Florida, okay. I would suggest trying to find, like, a meetup group.
I've come to a spiritual group for many years.
A spiritual group.
I go every Sunday. I get Reiki healing.
Okay.
And I do a meditation, and I, you know, play the nice meditative music and all that. But I haven't had too much time for that with all the comings and goings. So I've had to be up and alert and on my feet day in and day out. Today I'm taking a break, and I'm looking at my lake and staying put.
There you go.
Perfect.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. And Mary, just to get back to your question, I think you were asking about refinancing with me. I hear that it's going to work out. Mary, what are you getting?
Wow, great.
I'm getting a yes.
We're both getting yeses on that.
You get any
time? The financing is going to work out.
Yep.
They told me maybe 30 days, 45, but already I'm not sure if I'm...
Astrologically, too, this whole solar eclipse time has not been a good time for signing agreements, legal agreements. So what I've been reading is that after May 25th, things will start shifting and it'll get better.
I think something's going to happen, so I don't know if it's a shift for you, but I'm hearing something to do with three. So I think it's like, I don't know if it's 3 weeks or 3 days. It feels more like 3 days to me. So I don't know if somebody's going to give you a phone call or a letter or something, but there's going to be a shift in the way you're looking at it. So your perception is going to change until the rest of it starts getting up and going the way in the direction that you want to go. But I'm hearing it's going to work out, not to worry about it. And the more that you put worry and stress into it, you can cancel it out, just so you know. So stay really positive.
No.
Just stay really positive.
I'm also wondering.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I'm doing a lot of thank yous. Believe me, anybody who helps. I'm also wondering if I'm going to. There was a settlement made of a very small kind. I understand that it's possible that some people may be getting more, and I'm wondering if I'll be seeing some more money coming from a settlement.
Will Mary be receiving more money from a settlement?
I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling that, and I'm hearing the word no.
Okay.
I hope it works out. You know, I hope things can shift and can change for you, but we're both getting that. So, don't let this bring you down.
Right.
You know, you never know. Miracles happen every single day, every single moment.
Well,
Pardon me?
I sure could use one. Yeah. Or two.
there you go, Mary. And you could sit here and ask and talk to them. But it might be to where money's going to come to you in another way, shape, or form, and not that settlement. So just so you know, just be open to that possibility.
Okay. I always say as long as it comes in a good way, you know, in a positive.
And that's what you want. You want it so there's no harm to anybody else, and it's in the highest and best positive way for you.
Right. Thank you
so much for calling in, Mary.
Thank you. And I hope things settle down pretty soon for all of us.
Yes, they will. They will. Just continue to believe that they will.
Thank you.
Have a good
evening. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Okay. So, folks, if there's anybody else that is wanting to call in, our number is 347-327-9360, and we have probably another
10 minutes
or so to be able to ask any questions. Otherwise, you get to listen to Marie and not chitty chat. So, Marie, we talked about what are some of the things that you're doing to get yourself through this energy. I guess I haven't even really asked.
Well, the thing, you know, my big thing is the stomach issue and not being able to sleep. So getting up at weird times of the night, you know, being totally exhausted, not being able to sleep, I was fighting it, and I realized, you know what, I'm not even going to fight it. I'm just going to go with the flow. If I sleep, great. If I wake up, great. I'm not going to get upset. And that seems to keep my body calm. Like yesterday, I went to bed, I think, at 10, and I woke up at 1:15, totally nauseated. I don't know what. I think maybe I ate too many Fritos or something. But I got up, and I thought, well, let me walk around for a while. I walked around for a bit, didn't get upset, and then, you know, took some Tums and laid down, and boom, I was out. And I think that's what helps me. I lay in bed. I meditate. I talk to my angels. I say, you know what, can you please bring in some healing energy? Work with me to help me calm my body and get me back to sleep. So a lot of meditation is what I've been doing just to get through it. And also, like I said before in the beginning of the show, recognizing that this is what it is and trying to work with it and ease myself through it through meditation.
Well, good for you, Marie. Good
trying. Otherwise, I would be running around going, everybody.
But, you know, the things that I want to do, if there's any inspiration of hope or installation of hope, an inspiration of hope is knowing that, you guys, this too, it shall pass. We will get through it. No matter how personal it is, just remember we are letting go, bringing up and letting go stuff that we did not deal with in lifetimes, in this current lifetime from our past and past lifetimes. Whether or not you believe in it, you know, it is a reality. No matter what your belief system is, it still exists. There's different aspects of ourselves that have not been dealt with. And what we're going through this whole year is we are bringing back in those separated aspects of ourselves that need to be healed, that have been traumatized because of their lifetime. So just know we'll get through this. But the more you listen to our show and other blog shows, but I would really highly suggest Marie and our blog show, Divine Goddess Radio, and to get hooked up with our classes that are going to be done each week. So that way you have that contact and you have that that sense of belonging, because a lot of people I'm hearing, they feel so isolated and separated. We are not separated. We're not isolated, you guys, because of the fact that we are all together. All it is something that we're going through. Remember, we are all connected, that we are all whole.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know who's going to bring you in to where you feel better. You just never know that. But we do have some listeners, so I have to end my conversation right now. So
I'm going to take a caller. It looks like it's an international call. Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Germany.
Oh, Germany.
Wow.
Oh,
and what is your name?
My name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And hello, Germany. How cool is that?
It's awesome. You should come here.
So you're feeling it over in Germany. Is that what we're hearing?
Oh, you have no idea. Over the moon. I love it here.
Wow. Are you feeling the crazy energies way over there?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, thank goodness I'm listening to you guys, because I was wondering what was going on with me lately. And I thought,
you're not going crazy. You're not going crazy.
No. I can't sleep for anything. And I'm like busting out the NyQuil. And it's like I can't fall asleep. I woke up like feeling like I was either going to pass out or be sick.
Yep.
And now it makes sense.
Isn't
that the weirdest feeling? To be laying there and you're dizzy and you're like, I'm laying down and I'm dizzy. What is this about?
I got up and all of a sudden I start feeling like I'm going to faint and everything. And I couldn't get to my bed fast enough.
Yep.
Before I felt like I was just going to be sick. And I was like that for like hours. And I just kept trying to sleep it off. It's crazy.
Yes. That's what I've been experiencing too. I even took my blood pressure because I thought, something going on with my blood pressure, but it was normal. So, you know.
No, just no, and that's not saying, again, we're not doctors and nurses, we're not the medical profession, so we're not saying, but a lot of this is energetics, but don't discount it. If there's anything that, if you're feeling pains in your arms and what is it, your left, right side, do not ignore it. Do something about it because it could be, you know, something that's actually physically going on. But a lot of the stuff that we are experiencing right now is the energies that are coming up and it's coming out, and man, it is not pretty. It isn't pretty. It's not light in.
I'm wondering, last week for about 2 hours, I just got that knot in my stomach, and I was like, what is going on? I did the whole calling everybody to see if they were okay kind of thing because I just had that awful feeling, and I still have no idea what it was.
Well, you know, and just so you know, there's a lot of individuals who are ending up in the hospital with this because they're becoming extremely dehydrated because of being sick to their stomach. It's coming out of one of the ends. So just so you know, be very aware of that.
Keep hydrated. Yep. Lemonade, lemon juice, water.
Pedialyte is my best friend.
Yep, yep. There you go, Pedialyte.
I've tons of it in my refrigerator. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. And we're just so you know, I don't know if this is your first time of following us or if you have been a follower.
I just found you guys, so I was just searching. In fact, I just logged in or signed up with Blog Talk about an hour ago.
because we do a blog and we have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. So we're going to be more regimental about putting information about what's going on energetically, because what we're trying to do is create a group out there of support so that people can go in there at any time. And there's your community of being able to go, what is going on? Because this is what I'm experiencing. So even though we talk on the radio or on blog every week, that would be a way that you have contact at any time with somebody, and somebody will get back to you as soon as possible. And we also have a blog tour where we'll talk a little more in-depth on what's going on.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because it's not going to end. I hate to tell you, it's not ending anytime soon. We're going to have a break this coming week, but it's still going to continue, just so you know.
Oh, how long?
Do you have a question that you would like to ask, or was that your question? We're doing free reading, so, you know, hey, if there's anything you want to know or would like to ask that on.
Lots of questions. Is there anything that jumps out at you, or do you want me to think of a question?
Yeah, do you have a specific question that you
Is there anything on in your life that you're maybe wanting some feedback on? Do you want me to direct on anything?
Yes. My career or work in general is definitely one big question.
Are you currently working right now?
No. Not getting paid, at least.
You're not getting paid, at least? So what is it that you're wanting to do?
I keep hearing Air Force. Are you somewhere around Air Force?
Yes. My husband's in the Army, but we are right next to Ramstein Air Force Base.
Oh, okay. Or that's all I kept saying. Air Force.
I definitely would not do well in the military. But my husband.
No, I'm not saying. I just, for some reason, the word Air Force is not coming up whatsoever.
Huge thing around here. It's a huge thing. If you ever hear of anyone that is deployed or overseas being sent to a hospital in Germany, mm-hmm. It's called Launchdol. That's where I live, the area.
There are
at least 5 military bases around here.
Wow.
At least. And that's just within, like...
I have a sister who lives out in, I think, around that area. She's coming back to the States. She's been out there forever as a teacher.
Oh, really? Is it in Kaiserslautern?
I'm going blank, and I just was on Facebook with her today, and she's coming home, back to the States. She's been there for years.
I bet she's sad.
She's on a military base. Okay, so work-wise, is there anything, are you looking at something specific that you're wanting to do that you're being drawn to?
Well, right now I'm currently just getting to explore being creative. And
I was just going to say that. You know what I'm seeing with you is something to do with writing.
I was getting journaling and writing. Yes.
Yep. You're going to find out your answers there, because right now the new time period is what we're going through right now is because we're getting into the higher consciousness way of living, and it's starting to live from our heart. What's our heart's desire? And think about it. We've never lived by what our heart's desire is. we've always done what we think we're supposed to do and what's expected of us.
Are you interested in writing kids' books?
Yes.
No. In fact, this sounds terrible. I'm not a kid person, and I've hated writing my entire life, which is why my degree is in math. And that's not the first time that I've heard that I was supposed to write something.
But you know what I'm hearing with you is blogging. You'll discover a lot of stuff through blogging. But learn how to journal, but it's going to be your personal journey to your spiritual awakening because that's what you're going through. And that's going to develop into other stuff. And blogging, you can either make it to where other people have access to seeing it, or if it's just like your own online personal journal, your diary.
Did you say that other people have told you that to do kids' books?
No, not kid books, but writing in general. I went to like a group medium reading a couple years ago, and he said, "No, you're supposed to be a writer. Like you're going to write a book." And I'm like, "What? I hate writing."
I'm hearing kids books, something to do with kids.
That's
so
crazy.
That's what's coming.
Made a kid clothes.
Well, all kids clothes. Do you know why it is that you don't like writing? It's due to a past lifetime that you have.
Oh.
It's due to a past lifetime, and what you're going to be doing is exploring that past lifetime. You wrote really important documentation that had to do with spirituality in those times. It was very innovative, and it was not accepted. And so you were shut down, and there was a lot of negative stuff that went on with that. And so you made this vow that you would never write again. So this is a big thing. It's releasing and letting go this vow to writing so that your words can be seen by other individuals. I can feel your body right now shifting already as it's speaking because it's coming from the heart. You may not be feeling it, but there's energy that's coming up. Okay. So just so you know with that could bring up a lot of feelings and emotions because you made a vow, and that's a huge thing. So you're going to have to go in at a very deep level and release the core issue of where you made that vow. And you're going to ask your angels to come in and work with you, your divine guides, and to work from the seventh plane. Work from the seventh plane. And you're going to ask that you let that come up. It's not going to be a big ordeal, believe it or not. It's not a scary thing. But it's a vow, so this is something you vowed you would never, ever do again. Your words would never be seen for anybody to see. But the universe, they're saying, well, little do you know, your words are very important. Your words are very important.
And use this time with the clearing, with the eclipses and the full moon and everything that's going on, this is a perfect time to get it all out and release it. Because once you release it, it's gone and you can move forward.
Oh, how incredible. Thank you so much.
And all
that already just resonates so much.
So face that fear to the core issue of it, and it has to be the core issue of that fear, of people seeing your words, for people being out in public. And that doesn't mean that, it doesn't have to be what our ego will make of it, going, well, what are you saying, rich and famous? Don't go into that fear.
Right.
But for anybody else, it could be your husband that reads it. Mm-hmm. It could be a neighbor. It could be a friend. But that your words are vital to be seen. It's not saying it couldn't develop into something, just so you know. It could definitely evolve into something bigger than that. But this is how you'll overcome this vow, this fear. This fear is very deep, very deep.
Oh, I feel it already. Yeah. I mean, gosh, I'm so happy I called. This makes so much sense.
We have another listener every Sunday.
And someone so far away.
See? Look at that. It's just like being right in the room.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you so much. You have just, oh my gosh, just put so many things into place for me. Thank you so much.
Well, share this information with all your family and friends and everybody that you know about our website or about our blog talk, please. All right.
Well, have a great, I think, evening where you are.
Yes.
Well, it's 2 in the morning.
You.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye. All right. So I think we are at the end of our show.
We are at the end of the show, you guys, and we just would love to say thank you, Marie. Thank you, Beth. This was an awesome show. I just want to say that,
and
again,
thanks to our callers, too.
Yes,
thank
oh my
you
God.
So much.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. I think we need to do this more, Marie.
I think we will be doing this.
please join Marie and I on our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and checking our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and our insight on the show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can download our shows on as a podcast using iTunes or RSS feed button on our Blog Talk page. And also please go into Facebook and like us on Divine Goddess Radio. We hope you join us each week. And we have our Link to Enlightenment series. Please contact Marie and I if you're interested in. And we're going to be getting it up and going on podcast here very soon. It's in the works on that. So we wish to send everybody
love and light.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.